Time now to talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, not the Sabres' best effort Tuesday in Toronto. They fell behind 3 goals to the Leafs. They made it interesting in the third, but ultimately lost 5-3. Head coach Ralph Kruger said it took the team a while to find its legs.
It certainly did, and it was just a poor start all around. I mean, Linus Ullmark kind of kept them in the game and goal. And the Maple Leafs have struggled a lot this year. I mean, they fired their coach, but, I mean, top to bottom, they have one of the league's most talented lineups. And John Tavares has been a Sabre killer for years, and he bit them again on Tuesday. I think the Sabres should be past the point of moral victories, but if you're looking for a bright side of it, they raced back, they made a game of it, and it shows some of the firepower they have, that they were able to get back in the game. Jack Eichel can strike at any time. He's probably the best player in the world right now. He's that good. I mean, he's the hottest scorer in the NHL. So that third period kind of illustrates if they're down late, don't turn the TV off, because they can come back pretty quickly.
You mentioned Eichel. He's just been on a tear. He extended his point streak to 17 games, and now he's being talked about as a legitimate MVP candidate.
And he is, and it's still early. We're not even halfway through the season. And you look at the success the Sabres have had, they're in a playoff spot. You look at the catalyst he's been, how much of their scoring he's produced. He has to be, in my opinion, one of the top five candidates right now. And if he continues on this pace or even a little less, if the Sabres make the playoffs, I mean, he certainly could be a finalist for the award. And Tuesday in Toronto, there was a lot of talk about that. A lot of reporters wanted to talk to him in the morning. He was asked about having his name mentioned with some of the league's best players, before and after the game. He downplayed it. He kind of deflected it. He's been deflecting a lot of praise to his line mates and teammates recently. But Jack Eichel in the last 3 weeks or month or so has become the player I think everyone basically expected when the Sabres drafted him second overall in 2015. They predicted he would be a superstar. He would be one of the league's elite players, and he's become that. I think it took longer than people expected. As I've said before, if you had said in his fifth year he wouldn't have played in a playoff game and would never have scored 30 goals, I mean, people would have thought you were crazy. But here we are. He's never played in the playoffs. That might change. He's never scored 30 goals, but, I mean, he could have 30 goals by next week. I mean, he's second in the league in goals. He's just become a lethal force.
Well, this past week, young forward Casey Mittelstadt was sent down to Rochester in the AHL. It's been a tough season for the former first-round pick. Do you think that was the right move, and how is he handling the demotion?
I think it was the right move. He's been struggling most of the season. Not only is he not scoring, but he's not even getting scoring chances. He's not shooting the puck very much. He's very raw defensively. And honestly, I mean, it was long overdue. He should have probably started last season in the minors or gone to the minors a few weeks earlier. But they seem to be happy with how he handled it. I mean, I'm sure he's not happy. He said all the right things. I think they're confident that he can go down there, embrace it, maybe be a dominant player down there. He should be a dominant player in the AHL, given his skill set and that he has over 100 games of NHL experience. If he goes down there for 2 or 3 weeks and averages more than a point a game, I think he could be back here pretty soon. And I think it's clear that the Sabres didn't want to make the same mistake they made last year with Tage Thompson. Last year, they left Tage Thompson up in Buffalo until late March. He played 60-some games. He struggled. They scratched him. He didn't play big minutes. And then they sent him to Rochester, and he was a terrific player. His development got going again. He was a terrific player in Rochester again this year, and he earned a recall last month before getting hurt. So if you have the option to send a guy like that down, I mean, why not do it?
Well, about a week ago, there was a report that defenseman Zach Bogosian has requested a trade. He's been a healthy scratch for the last 3 games. Where do you see the situation going from here?
That's a good question. I think Zach Bogosian could sit out for a while here. He won't acknowledge if he asked for a trade. General manager Jason Botro won't acknowledge if Zach Bogosian asked for a trade, but it certainly seems like he did. He had never been scratched before, and I don't think he handled it well. He's used to being one of the guys. He's a former third overall pick. He's played a lot of NHL games, and I think it hit him hard. I mean, the Sabres are in a very unique situation. Most teams don't have their defense depth. They have 8 healthy right now. They've been playing seven a lot of nights, an extra defenseman's dressed. Even with that, there's an odd guy out. And that means Colin Miller's been scratched a lot. Jake McCabe, an alternate captain, has been scratched a lot. Marco Scandella, their most experienced defenseman, has been scratched a couple times. And they all seem to handle it well, at least publicly. They all said the right things, and they kind of moved on. It wasn't a big deal, but I don't think Zach Bogosian is too happy. And part of Zach Bogosian's frustration probably stems from what he's been through over the last few years. I mean, he's been hurt a lot. He's had two hip surgeries. He had one last off season, and he came back last month, and he was getting a lot of minutes, and suddenly he's out of the lineup, and that can't be easy for a guy to handle.
The Sabres are in Philadelphia to take on the Flyers tonight, then back home for a Saturday matinee against the LA Kings. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.